Entitled Mother tells my husband not to order for me or for me to use sign language. Here's a little history of me, so this makes more sense. I'm nonverbal due to an injury and communicate exclusively via writing and sign language, unless I want to feel like I'm pouring half-molten nails down my throat. I love eating at restaurants, Denny's, Applebee's, little family-owned Mexican and Chinese places, etc. With that means I gotta get my food, which my husband typically orders for me to avoid me playing a game of charades with the waiter slash waitress. We were eating out, and apparently this was wrong. So, we were getting our food, and this little kid near us, maybe 8 or 9, was watching us since the restaurant was fairly empty. Right after the server leaves, the kid can audibly be heard speaking with his mother, a woman probably in her mid to late 40s. "Mummy, what about her?" She wasn't paying attention, I'd assume. "Hmm? What was that, kid?" "He ordered for both of them." "He what?" "The girl didn't talk to him." "That's not right. Let's go see if there's a reason, kid." At this point, she takes a few steps over towards us, the kid in tow. "Hi, you two."
Hello?
"Who is this?" She motions towards me. "Your girlfriend?"
"Close enough. Do you need something?"
"Do you do that often?"
"Do what often?"
"Order for her."
"All the time?"
"Could you please stop that?"
I'd rather not."
"I'm asking nicely. Can she not talk?"
"Basically."
"Just don't do it again. I don't want my kid to grow up to be some barbarian."
She leaves with a huff, and that seemed to be it for the night at first, as we got our food and we started talking in sign language, both clearly a little confused about what this woman's issue was. Now, when I'm saying crazy in sign language, I use the ever-known finger pointing to head crazy, which I happened to start using right as she reapproached us.
"What are you two doing?"
"Please go away, ma'am."
"I'm not going to let you teach my kid gang signs, so stop it." "Gang signs?"
"We're not teaching anything. It's sign language."
"I don't care what it is. Stop it. Just talk like normal people."
She physically put air quotes on the word talk. Classy. She soon walked away, and we continued our conversation with her angrily staring at us and trying to shield her kid from the terrific gang signs up until they left. On behalf of all people who don't talk, I'd like to apologize for encouraging gang culture. This is my favorite story. Imagine thinking sign language is gang signs. Entitled Mum demands my girlfriend give her son free popcorn? Okay, so I'm 19 years old, and I work at a movie theater. I only just got concessions trained last week, so when it comes to working the register and making the food, I'm still a bit new. Overall, I thought I was going great. I'd only had a couple rude customers, nothing too bad though, until yesterday. I was working from 12 to 8, which is definitely a busy shift. This mum and her two sons walk up and order an extra large popcorn, mini corn dogs, and two kids combos. I rang it up on the register like I was supposed to, and then went to go make their food. As I was walking away, I could hear the sons getting impatient, and they were most likely throwing a fit. I mean that quite literally. When I got to the popcorn popper, a shoe flew right past my head and landed in the popper. The kid threw his shoe at me and contaminated all of the popcorn. You think the mum would discipline her son after that, right? Wrong.
"Give my son back his shoe. You have no right to take it."
Ma'am, he threw it across the concession stands into the popcorn. I didn't take it from him. I don't even know how that would be possible. I gave the kid his shoe back. It's just going to be a couple of minutes now for the popcorn because we have to throw all of that away and make fresh.
"I don't have time to wait. The movie started 10 minutes ago. Can't you see my sons are hungry? I demand you give them their popcorn right now. And because of the inconvenience, it should be free."
"I'm sorry, man, but because your son threw his shoe in the popper, all the popcorn is contaminated. We need to make fresh popcorn, and I can't give it to you for free. I could lose my job if I did that." My co-worker was standing right next to me. "Ma'am, insert my name, is still new. Can you please stop giving her a hard time?"
"And now you're being rude to me? Where is your manager?"
"I brought my manager over. I saw the whole thing on cameras. Ma'am, we take our jobs here very seriously, and I will not have you treating my employees like that. If you head to guest services, we can get you a full refund on your tickets, but I'm going to have to ask you to leave." Long story short, she didn't even go to guest services. She just left. I never thought I would ever come across an entitled parent, but looking back at it now... All I could do is laugh. Gosh, this lady just has no patience. I'm sorry, but if your kid throws a shoe in the popcorn popper, you're gonna have to wait.
I'm pregnant and have a kid. Let me cut in front of you.
Except I'm also a pregnant lady. This happened to me while I was about 3 months along. I was at a grocery store picking up a few things. I was tired, sick from morning sickness, and desperate to find something to eat that I could keep down. So I didn't have many purchases while standing in line waiting to be checked out. And from behind me enters the entitled mother. She had a child, but he didn't say anything that I remember. I was still waiting to put my purchases on the counter while the other person was checking out. I heard the entitled mother come up behind me and clear her throat.
Excuse me.
I turned, and this woman didn't really look like a typical Karen. She actually looked more like those bottle blonde sorority girls with tons of makeup on. She had an adorable little boy in her cart, I guess maybe 3 years old, and she was obviously pregnant, I guess between 6 to 7 months. Yes, I'm tired, and I'm not gonna lie, was kinda rude when I said it.
I'm very tired and want to get home. Can you just let me in front of you?
This woman literally had a cart full of groceries. I could be kind of a pushover, so if she only had a few things, I probably would have let her. I only have a couple of items. I'll be checked out pretty fast.
Oh, come on. I'm pregnant and very tired. My feet are killing me and I need to get my son home.
Well, I'm pregnant and fighting morning sickness. I just want to get to my soup and Tylenol so I can try and eat and sleep. She scoffed and looked at my stomach.
You're not pregnant. Don't give me that nonsense.
Lady, I really don't care what you think. In turn, back to face the cashier, as she finally finished scanning the groceries of the guy in front of me, I could literally hear her scoffing and muttering under her breath. As I was being checked out, she was still muttering under her breath and tapping her shoes impatiently.
Some people are just so rude.
I really wish I had turned and snapped at her again, but I was tired and sick. I tried to ignore her. The entitled mother literally began throwing stuff onto the counter the second there was space, still muttering about wanting to go home and how I was such a bad word. The cashier was looking at her and rolling her eyes at the entitled mother. As soon as I was checked out, literally took 5 minutes, if that, I got my receipt and looked at the entitled mother. Sorry I took a whole 10 minutes away from you. Have a wonderful day. All of these stories make me wonder why I've never seen an entitled parent in real life. And I really hope that doesn't happen. Lady thinks letting her kid drown will teach him to swim. This literally just happened yesterday. I was at the pool with my auntie and four of my little cousins. At the said pool, there is a big pool, a medium kid-sized pool, and a baby pool, all in ground. My aunt was in the baby pool with my two baby cousins, and my two other cousins were in the medium pool. I was alone in the big pool swimming around. Now this pool has a rule, that any child under a certain height cannot be in the big pool area, even under the guidance of an adult. There was some toddler who was running around the pool ledge where he tripped on some sunglasses by the side of the pool and fell in. I was the only one who saw him, so I quickly swam over and picked the flailing, crying child out of the water. He was sobbing, but I calmed him down and he said thank you. He seemed like a super sweet kid. I wondered where the hell his parents were and why he was left alone in the pool area, which he shouldn't even be in. I asked him where his mum was, and he showed me a lady who was tanning in a pool chair, not even paying attention to her child at all. I told her what happened, and the conversation followed through.
He fell in?
Yeah, but I saved him. He's okay. Why is he even...
But why did you take him out of the pool?
Because he was going to drown? Kids his size can't even be in this pool.
He's trying to learn to swim. This would have been a great learning opportunity, and you messed it all up.
If I didn't do anything, he would have drowned. Why weren't you watching him?
He would have been fine if it wasn't for you. He was just playing around the pool.
Well, kids his age can't even be in this part of the pool.
What are you talking about? I paid to be here. He can go to whatever pool he wants.
Now there were signs everywhere saying the rule of high-end children. Apparently entitled people can't even read. I point to one of the rule signs.
Well, I never saw that. It isn't my fault. These lousy lifeguards should have taught me the rule.
I then reported her to the lifeguard, and she was escorted out of the pool for harassment and neglect of a child, I guess. I then just went to the medium pool and chilled with my cousins. Other than that, my day was rather fun. I'm so glad that is not my mother. Well, for that... Then hopefully you guys enjoyed the video. If you did, please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. It'd be greatly appreciated if you could do so.